The G.I. Journal goes to press.
Hello, G.I. Journal, Editor-in-Chief Jack Carson speaking. What, you want to run an ad? Just a minute, I'll write it down. Okay, shoot. Private with empty gas tank would like to meet blonde service station attendant. Object, a little fueling around. Okay, I'll print that up right away.
Hello, Jack.
Well, Claire Trevor. Oh, Claire, what hair, what eyes, what shoulders, what ankles.
Say, you just covered a lot of territory, Jack.
Yeah, I skipped quite a little, too.
Jack. Are you always so forward with girls you've just met, Jack?
Forward? Gee whiz, I didn't whistle at you or wink at you, did I?
No, but look at your ears. They're pointing straight at the moon.
Yeah. I know, it's a trick I learned from my Cocker Spaniel when he sees another Cocker Spaniel. Claire, tell me, what are you doing tonight?
Nothing.
How about going out with me?
Sorry, I'm busy.
Busy? You just said you weren't doing anything.
That's right, Jack. I never go out on night maneuvers.
Gee, I hate to look forward to another evening all by myself in my lonely room.
In your lonely room? Why, you shouldn't have any trouble getting dates, Jack.
I shouldn't?
No. You're handsome, talented, rich, charming. You're sensational, it says here.
But Claire, I'm too particular, I think. With me, it's Hedy Lamarr or nothing.
Well, did you ask Hedy Lamarr?
Yes. Nothing is getting mighty monotonous. No kidding, Claire. Don't you know any girls?
Well, let's see. Yes, I do know one girl, but well, she's kind of dumb.
Sounds good already.
And she's pretty homely.
Yeah, well, looks aren't everything.
And her figure isn't very good.
Well, hilly or level, terrain is terrain, I think.
I almost forgot. You know, she's very wealthy. She's worth $2 million.
Well, money isn't how much?
$2 million.
$2 million? Mm-hmm. Why, she's my dream girl. Come on, let's go. Quick, hurry. Hedy.
Jack, wait a minute. You don't even know her name.
Listen, when you get a 30-day pass, who worries about names?
Now it's over to the Journal's music room, where the editor in that department is Jenny Sims. As we peek over her shoulder, she's setting type for a very familiar threesome.
Three little words, oh, what I'd give for that wonderful phrase. That's all I'd live for the rest of my day. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it half so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters that simply mean I love you. Picture you upon my knee, just tea for two and two for tea. Me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see or to hear us. No friends or relations on weekend vacation. We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone. That sugar cake for me to take for all the boys to somebody loves me. I wonder who. I wonder who he can be. Somebody loves me. I wish I knew who he can be. Where is me? For every boy who passes me, I shout, hey, maybe, but you were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me. I wonder who. Maybe, baby, it's you.
How far is it to this rich dame's house, Claire?
Oh, it's not far, Jack.
Remember, Claire, when we meet her uncle, don't forget, build me up.
Build you up?
Yeah, if I say I'm pretty good, you say I'm sensational.
Oh, oh.
If I say I'm handsome, you say I'm terrific.
Uh-huh.
And if I say I'm a wolf...
I know. I'll say you're a Marine.
You're working all the time. Here we are. Let's go in.
Well, come in. Delighted to see you. I'm tickled to death, but... Oh, it's Jack Carson.
Well, what do you know? Charlie Rago. Mr. Ruggles, I understand you have a very beautiful niece.
Yeah, beautiful niece. Oh, brother, have you got the wrong address?
She's homely, huh?
Oh, man. Have you ever seen a bulldozer with legs?
No.
Yeah, well, come on in. I'll put you through the orientation course. By the way, who's this gorgeous blonde with you?
Oh, pardon me. Claire Trevor, Charlie Ruggles.
Oh, hello, Flashy.
Oh, hello, Flashy.
Has anyone ever told you that you have beautiful legs, my dear?
Well, yes, but you're the first one from your generation.
Claire, please, Mr. Ruggles isn't... Mr. Ruggles isn't old. He just looks old because of the bags under his eyes.
What do you mean, bags under my... Those aren't bags. It's just that I have a military countenance.
Military countenance?
Yes. My eyes retreated while my skin advanced.
Yeah, well, that's the first time I ever saw foxholes inside out.
Come on in, sit down. Before you meet my niece, I want to ask you a few questions.
Uh-oh. Hey, Claire, don't forget what I told you. Build me up.
Okay, Jack.
Build me up.
That's fine. Now, Jack, you sit here. And, Miss Trevor, you sit next to me so I can look at your niece.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so we can talk about my niece.
Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Ruggles. I'd like to ask you a few questions first, if I may.
You may.
Well, this niece of yours, is she fat?
No, she's skinny.
Is she short?
No, she's tall.
Is she dark?
No, she's fair.
Yeah, well, is she alive?
I guess you got me that time. Well, Mr. Carson, tell me about yourself.
Well, I wasn't always rich and handsome. I began at the bottom, didn't I, Claire? Claire. Claire.
Oh, yes, at the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, he started in the sewer.
Yeah. He started in the sewer. He's still there. But my goodness.
Then came my education. How well I remember that year I spent in kindergarten.
A year? Jack, you were there 6 years.
Yeah, well, not so much, Claire. Well, when I was 16, I had my first date with a girl.
A girl? She was a married woman with 3 kids.
No. I didn't have a date with a woman. I had a date with one of her daughters.
Ah.
I remembered well because when her husband came home, I didn't jump out of the window.
I see. Well, I don't know about this. I can't have my niece running around with a playboy.
I'm not a playboy, Mr. Ruggles. Honest, I'm not. Why, as far as your niece is concerned, I'd be a very ardent suitor, wouldn't I, Claire?
An ardent suitor? Why, you'd be an eager beaver.
An eager beaver, what's that?
That's a rabbit with dog tags.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Carson, you may be the man that Fanny likes at that, you know. But I think I ought to tell you that she hasn't been around very much. So don't disillusion her. She looks upon all men as heroes.
Heroes?
Yes.
That's me.
And she thinks that everyone in this world is kind, trustworthy, and honest.
Yes, sir. That's me.
And as a result of the protected life she's led, she's never met a jerk.
Well, it's always a first time, isn't it?
Back to Journal Section with the Minors and Majors and editor Jenny Sims. A linotype has set up that lasting, lilting, lovacious Laura.
Laura is a face in the misty light. Down the hall, the laugh that floats on a summer night that you can never quite.
Douglas, why don't you have your niece come downstairs?
Okay, Carson, but you better get behind me. She's always a little grabby at first, you know.
I got a hunch I should have worn my fatigues.
All right, come on now. Get behind me. Oh, Fanny! Fanny!
Yes, Uncle!
Come downstairs, will you? Come on, Fanny. Now stand up and be a lady.
Wait till I get my foot out of my mouth. Oh, hello, Claire.
Hello, Fanny.
Look, Fanny, a man.
Oh, hubba, 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 hubba.
I wonder if she looked any better before falling downstairs.
Fan, this is Mr. Carson.
Oh, Mr. Carson, have a candy drop.
Thanks. They these have a funny taste. What flavor are they?
Mothballs.
Huh? Why do you chew mothballs?
Oh, I hang around closets a lot.
Hey, Ruggles, are you sure she's got $2 million?
She's got $2 million, that's right.
She better have. I wouldn't look at her for $1.5 million.
Say, Uncle, why don't you take Claire home so Mr. Carson and I can be alone?
All right, I'll do that. But be careful of him, Fanny. You know your strength. Don't break his arm or anything.
Just a minute. Maybe you and Claire better stay.
No, no, I must run along, Jack.
Yeah, well, I'm going, too.
But Jack...
Jack? Oh, yeah, but Jack. Yeah, well, I'll stay here.
Well, I'll be back soon, kiddies. Now, remember... Come out fighting and break clean in the clinches.
Well, Uncle Charlie and Claire are gone.
Yeah, here we are alone. Just the four of us.
The four of us?
Yeah, you and me and the $2 million.
Oh, Mr. Carson, you don't just like me for my money, do you?
Like you? I love you for it. I would like to ask for your hand in marriage.
What's the matter with the rest of me?
Plenty. Say, Fanny. Fanny, I'll bet I'm the first man that ever proposed to you, huh?
Well, you're the first one that ever did it with the lights on.
Well, I can take it. Gee, you're beautiful. Let me stroke your hair. Oh, gosh, Fanny. I can't believe that you have $2 million.
Well, it isn't in my wig, so get it back.
I'm sorry, I'm such an impulsive lover. How about a kiss, Fanny?
Oh, no.
I could kiss you for that. Well, when will we get married?
Well, I don't believe in... I do believe in long engagement.
No joke if you don't.
Let's wait 20 minutes.
Would have happened if you didn't believe in it, you know. Fanny, I thought we'd have a big formal wedding with hundreds of guests, a big supper with caviar and champagne and all.
Oh, but gee, that'll cost a lot of money.
Well, if you're going to start worrying about money, you can get right off my lap.
Well, I've got to worry about it. You see, my aunt, who left me the $2 million, just loved canary birds.
Well, I like canary birds, too.
Yes, well, Auntie has a clause in her will that says the day I get married, all the money goes to a home for canaries who want to study for opera.
Those chirping bandits. When you get married, the money goes to a home for canaries?
That's right.
Why couldn't I have been born with feathers and a bill?
Oh, I like you better the way you are. Yeah. Oh, anyhow, we don't need money, Mr. Carson. Why, I'll work myself to the bone for you.
Nature beats you to it. Fanny, the marriage is on.
Oh, you've got to marry me. You proposed. I accepted. And Uncle Charlie has a shotgun.
A shotgun?
Yes. It's either wed or lead, brother.
Well, I'll take lead. You can't make me marry you. I won't do it. Say, what kind of a shotgun does your uncle have? Double or single barrel?
Double.
Double barrel, eh? What am I worried about? I bet your uncle can't hit the broadside of a barn.
Yeah, but how can he miss yours?
Jenny Sims commands another music page in this week's edition. Familiar yet old is this medley of You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me, Time on My Hands, and Stormy Weather.
Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches, and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me. I'm on my hands, you in my arms, nothing but love in view. Then if you fall, once and for all, I'll see my dream come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for, one love affair for two. I'm on my hands, and you in my arms, and love in my heart for you. Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather, since my man and I came together, keeps raining all the time. Life is bad, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather, just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, the blue walked in and met me. If she stays away, oh, rocking chair's gonna get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sky once more. And go on, everything I have is gone. Stormy weather, my man and I together. It's raining all the time. It's raining. It's raining all the time.
And now back to Editor-in-Chief Carson trying to escape from Charlie Ruggles' house.
There's no use arguing with me, Mr. Carton. You proposed to my niece and she accepted you. The only thing you can do now is marry her.
But I was framed, I tell you. I just found out the day she gets married, she loses all of her money.
Well, that's too bad. But life is like a poker game, my boy. Some win, some lose. And you're luckier than most.
Luckier?
Sure, you lose. But you get the pot anyway.
Well, I can't marry her, that's all. I promised my mother that when I got married, it would be to a woman.
Now, let me tell you something. My niece is a woman, young man.
How can you tell with a shape like that?
Well, what's the matter with her shape? She only weighs 92 pounds.
Yeah, but she's 7 feet tall.
But it looks like our search is over at last. Fanny's got you hooked, my boy.
Yeah, I guess I'm sunk. There's no way out, eh?
Yeah, the only way is if you get somebody else to marry her. Well, I'll be seeing you at the wedding, old man.
Somebody else to marry her, eh? Gosh, but who'd be that big an idiot? Only a moron would marry her, an imbecile,
Hello.
Boy, am I glad to see you. Now, sit down, my boy. Aren't you,
That's me. Private Sad Sack.
Say, Sack, I've got a proposition for you. What do you think of marriage?
Marriage?
Yeah.
It's a wonderful institute. No home should be without no family should be without marriage is a wonderful. Don't fence me in.
Wait a minute, this happens to be a very nice girl. If you were considering marriage, what type of girl would you prefer?
Well, immature, the dignified, I like the intelligent, the matron, which way is Hollywood High School?
Sorry, Sinatra got there first. Anyway... Zach, I'm not sure you'd know how to conduct yourself if you did meet this girl.
Who, me?
Yes. If you were on a sofa all alone with a girl, would you know what to do?
Would I know what to do? What do you think I am, a civilian?
Okay, I'll guess you'll do. Now, I have a big surprise for you. You close your eyes, and I'll ask your future wife to step into this room.
Okay, I'll close my eyes.
Got them closed?
You said it.
Oh, good. Oh, Fanny! Fanny, come in here a minute.
Here I am.
Okay, Sack. Open your eyes. What's the matter, Sack?
On a night like this, I have to have the 20/20 vision.
Oh, now, Sacky, don't you like me just a little bit?
No.
Like that. Oh, I can just see us married. And then in a little while, there'll be an addition to the family. It'll look half like you and half like me.
Who wants a cocker spaniel? Getting out of here.
Wait a minute, Zach. You haven't given the girl a fair chance. Why don't you kiss her first, then you can decide.
You want me to kiss her?
Sure.
Boy, the details I draw. Well, then, all right. Come on, babe, I'm ready.
Oh,
marry her. I'll marry her.
You will?
Yeah. All my life I have been looking for someone to siphon gas tanks.
Okay, before we dust off the cat and put out the typewriter, I want to thank our star reporters for getting tonight's G.I. Journal out on schedule. This is Jack Carson saying, so long, men.
Radio Service.